Should I still have a word of prayer?
弟兄姐妹，我们先有一点祷告。
Father, may you answer our this request that we ask you to open the eyes of our hearts so we can see Christ, your Son.
主，我们是在祈求你来开我们的眼睛，让我们可以看见基督，你的儿子。
And also open the ears in our hearts so we can hear His voice.
打开我们心里的耳朵，让我们可以听见他的话。
In Christ Jesus, His most holy, precious name, we pray.
耶稣基督他最圣洁宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So let's turn to Gospel according to John.
让我们翻开约翰福音。
Let's first.Read a few passages in chapter 1.
我们先来读几处圣经，约翰福音第一章。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
第一节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
14. And the Word became flesh, dwelt among us, and we saw His glory.Glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And verse 16-17, For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace.
十六十七
For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ.
十六十七，从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
And let's go back to verse 12.
让我们再回到。
But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name.
十二节，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
Before we delve into today's main passage, which is the miracle of the Lord Jesus when he walked on the sea.
我们再开始我们今天主题关于神主在海面上行走的神迹之前。
So we'd like to share this context that in the John's Gospel.
我想来分享一下这个背景。
We know John in the very the 18 verses his opening remark.
我们知道约翰福音。前面十六节，第一章前十八节。
He really emphasized on this word called grace.
他实在重点都是在恩典这个词上。
And grace, what does it mean by grace? I think everyone uses grace quite often.
什么是恩典呢？我们知道，我们常常使用这个词。
Whether you are a believer or not.
不管你信还是不信。
I think I remember the first time I saw this word grace is on my, I think the pillow. I think when my parents get married, they sent a pillow that the pillowcase says grace and love for 100 years, you know, meaning forever. 恩爱百年。
我第一次见到这个恩典这个词，就是我父母结婚那个枕头上有一字写。上面写着恩爱百年。
But what is the grace?
到底什么是恩典呢？
How do we define grace?
我们怎么定义它呢？
Now grace on this service means to give.
表面上它就是说是赐予给予。
As a verb. But also as a noun is free gift.
那是作为动词，它作为名词就是白白的礼物。
So grace is giving a free gift.
恩典就是所赐给的白白的礼物。
We all want the free gift, right? All of us.
我们所有的人都想要白白的免费的礼物。
And God, in His great grace and mercy, He gave a free gift to us.
在他的恩典和怜悯里，他给我们白白的礼物。
So someone defined the grace that God gave free grace. God gave a free gift to the undeserved.
让我们知道，现在知道主给我们这些不配的人。
So John wants to tell us that the free gift, the gift that God wants to give us is Christ, is His Son Himself.
现在我们知道他想给我们的这个白白的礼物就是基督。
God prepared to salvation in Christ Jesus and give Christ His Son to us as gift.
神在他的基督耶在基督耶稣里成就了救恩，也把他的儿子耶稣基督赐给我们。
It's free gifts because we don't have to pay for it.
这是白白的恩典，我们不需要付任何代价。
Now on our side, so someone gave you the grace, someone gave you gifts. What is your response?
在我们这方面来说，如果有人给你礼物的话，我们有应该如何反应呢？
Especially they are superior to us. Especially they are kings or queens.
尤其是那些比我们的地位高的。人给我们的礼物，比如说国王、王后。
Our reasonable natural response should be receive it.
我们自然的反应应该就是接受这个礼物。
That's why John used receiving as believing.
所以约翰就用接受或者接待当就相等同于相信。
He defines a lot of words.Lot of verbs to describe what faith, what believing means.
他用很多的动词来想说明这个相信到底是什么意思。
One of them is receive, to receive, receiving.
其中有一个动词就是接受或者接待。
So in John 1:12 said, "But as many as received him,To them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name.
这就是约翰福音一章十二节说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
So thank the Lord that John wants to give us a context for his gospel. It's all about Christ. It is all about the free gifts God wants to give to us.
所以在约翰福音的背景里，使徒约翰想告诉我们，所神要给我们的是什么样白白的礼物，都是关于基督的。
Therefore, what we can do is to receive it, meaning to believe it, believe him.
我们所要做的就是接待他，相信他。
So in John's Gospel, he mentioned the word believing 98 times.
在约翰福音中提到相信这个词有九十八次。
So remember that it is to reflect the grace of God.
它是为了表明神的恩典。
That God gives us free gifts. That is His Son, the Lord Jesus.
就是神给我们白白的恩典，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And let's turn to these today's other passages that are our main text.
我们先来看一下今天的主题经文。
It's in the Romans. Let's read the Romans first.
那我们先来读罗马书。
So one more place before we read our main text is in Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
First place is verse 17.
五章十七节。
For if by transgression of the one, death reigned through the one, Much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ.
若因一人的过犯死，就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？
You see the word of grace and gift.
你可以看到那个讲到恩典是很礼物。
And then verse 21, so that as sin reigned in death, even so grace will reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
21节，就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典也借着义作王，叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
See here, you see the word grace again.
你又看到恩典这个词。
So, one sister,From this context, we can find out that not only we all need the peace and joy in our life.
从这个背景上下文，我们知道我们不仅生活中只需要恩典和平安。
But we also really need is how to rule our own life.
我们实在是需要如何在我们的生命中作王。
Remember that before we believe, we all thought though, actually we have a control of our own destiny, our own life.
信主之前我们都觉得我们自己可以掌控我们的自己的生命。
If you set your mind and you'll succeed.
如果你要是定个目标的话，你就会成功。
But Bible tells us, actually we are not controlling ourselves.
圣经告诉我们，我们不能够掌管我们的生命。
We all want to control ourselves, control our destiny.
我们都想要掌控。
But Bible tells us it's actually death controls our life.
但圣经告诉我们，其实是死在我们身上作王。
We all die, right?
我们都要死。
And we cannot do anything about it.
我们无法来避免。
20 years ago, this Google was first came out in the scene. All people.Quite amazed by the company, all these founders. And then one of their scientists said this.
Google 公司曾经有一个发表一个很震撼人心的一个科学家所说的话。
They are all super smart people.
他们都是超聪明的。
And one of the scientists says, in 10 years, human being can find a way to find eternal life. Wait, listen. By science.
这个科学家说啊，有一个人说他的20年之后，人就可以找到如何得永生。
Now 10 years later, right, or 20 years later, now we still haven't found solution to live eternally.
已经时间都过去了，我们还是没有找到如何。得永生。
I think he got the clue from a biology textbook.
我想他这个是从生物的教科书里面找到的。
Because in the textbook, I had the same impression that when I first read the first chapter of textbook of biology, I thought, oh, the design of our life, human life, is meant for live eternally.
我当我读生物教科书的时候，我一开始就看到他。讲到人的设计是为了是可以得永生的
But something went wrong.
得到永生，但是有出现了一些错误。
We cannot control over death.
我们没法控制死亡。
In 20 years, well, 20 years, alright, in 30 years, 40 years, none of us will be here.
30年或40年或50年以后，我们这里没有一个人了。
Any generation, the death rate. Now, what about younger ones? Yes, our death rate, our generation is older, right? We have a 100% death rate. What about younger ones?
我们年纪大了，我们的死亡率是100%。那年轻人呢？
100%. Every generation, 100%, no exceptions. We cannot control ourselves. Now, this is a test. Now, let's think about our life.We know that life is a bad thing, But we cannot tell the lie.
所年轻人的死亡率也是百分之百。我们再讲一个例子，就是我们在生活中没办法控制说我们不撒谎。
We know that we cannot talk bad things behind people's back.
我们知道不能背后说人的坏话。
But we keep doing it.
但我们一直这样做。
We know that we should not think bad things or think filthy.
我们知道我们不能够说
想
肮脏的事情。
We all know that, right? It's the wrong thing to think filthy, right? Filthy things in our mind. But we cannot help.
但我们知道不能想这些肮脏的事情。
We have some bad habits. A lot of people smoke.
还有那个就坏习惯，很多人抽烟。
They all know how bad smoking does to one's body.
他们都知道抽烟对人的身体健康是多么的有害。
I can guarantee, I didn't have a survey, but I can guarantee every smoker in this world, they all wanted one time to quit.
我可以保证这个世上所有的抽烟的他们都想在什么时候可以戒烟。
But they couldn't.
但是他们做不到。
Because life cannot control.
因为他不能够控制。
We are not in control, we are not king.
我们不是王。
We cannot reign in ourselves.
我们不能掌管我们的生命。
So Bible tells us that it is actually death reign through the one, which is Adam. We don't have time. Can I explain that much detail? The Adam.
我们知道这是死因一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王。这个一人就是指。亚当，我们没时间再解释。
Let me explain a little bit.
好，先慢慢。
So what kind of sin that Adam, our first parents, right, is Adam?
我们知道亚当是第一个和亚夏娃是第一个。
His name is Adam.
主要是亚当，他的名字叫亚当，第一个人。
And God created him and put him in the Garden of Eden.And God created all the trees, beautiful trees, and then told him that all the fruits from these trees you can eat to your full.
所以神造了亚当以后，就把他放在伊甸园，里面有各式各样的树，亚当可以吃里面所有树上的果子，直到吃饱为止。
But only one tree, that's called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you cannot eat.
只是那一棵树上的果子，就是分别三个树上的果子，亚当是不能吃的。
And Adam, you know, we have this misconception. We thought that God created Adam, put it into Garden of Eden, and God created only one tree.
我们有一个误解，好像神在伊甸园只放了一棵树。
That's called the knowledge of good and evil, and God says you cannot eat that tree.So Adam had to starve himself and struggle to not to eat it. Finally, he gave up and he ate it.
有个误解就是说，神好像在伊甸园只造了那个分别三个树，或者一棵树，因为亚当实在太饿了，没办法才吃了这棵树上的果子。
But God created all kinds of trees, all kinds of flavors Adam can eat to his full.
但其实神造了各式各样的树，树上的果子各样的口味都有。
And whatever that fruit that you have, so cannot imagine how tasteful they are.
这个实在是很难想象这个树上的果子有多么好吃，味道多么好。
So Adam has no reason at all to disobey God's command.
所以亚当没有任何的借口，他不听神的话。
So his disobedience only shows one thing.
他的不顺服只是表明了一件事情。
He want to be like God.
他想与神同等。
He deny the ownership of God on his life.
他在生命中他不承认神的主权。
He want to deny the fact he was created being.
他想拒绝承认自己是被造的。
He wanted to be equal with the Creator.
他想与创造造物主同。
So now we all inherit His genes. So we all deny God in our life.
所以现在我们都就遗传了他的基因，我们都拒绝神，否认神。
God through His mercy, He put the death to stop the spreading of sins.
所以因着神的怜悯，他用死亡来防止罪的扩散。
Death is God's mercy to put the check on the spreading of sins.
所以实在是主的怜悯，让我们可以死亡。让罪恶不再
伤害。So a bad person, no matter how bad you are, you have to die.
这个人如果不管他有多么坏，他总有一天要死。
Give some other good people chance.
那别的好比他好的人有机会。
If秦始皇 didn't die.
如果秦始皇到现在还没死的话。
Does 唐太宗 have a chance?
唐太宗有机会做王吗？
There's no chances for any good people. So death is God's mercy to put the check on spreading of sins.
所以这是实在死亡也是神的恩典，让这个坏人可以死，让好人。
So death reigns through the one, that means Adam. Much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ.
罗马书五章十七节，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗
？So today's message, today's miracle, we're going to look into.
我们要来看今天所讲的那个神迹。
It's about how God will have give us a grace. In His grace, give us His life.The eternal life, so we can reign with Him. We can have this control over the life that we have.
今天的神迹，它就正在向我们启示神如何把他的生命在赐给我们，让我们可以在恩典和生命中与他一同作王。
In the Bible, there's two kinds of God's grace in miracles.
在圣经里面神迹有两种神迹里面有两种不一样的恩典。
One is that when we have problems, difficulties, we came to God asking help, God will help us by removing these difficulties from our life.
一种恩典就是我们当我们在受到困难在难处中的时候，我们来求神确实是把我们这个难处挪去了。
There's one miracle that described in other gospels.
在另外别的福音书中也讲到了一个神迹。
Lord Jesus and his disciples was on the boat crossing the sea.
耶稣和门徒们在一个船上要过海。
And Lord Jesus was sleeping at the boat.
耶稣在船上。
At the end of the boat.
所以说在船尾睡着了。
And then they encountered a big storm that day.
他们在那天遭遇了一个非常大的暴风。
It was the storm was so strong that boat was about to sink.
这个暴风雨这样的强烈，这船都要快沉了。
And the disciples, even they are the veteran sailors, they are fishermen, but to the point because so strong,The boat started to take in waters, and they woke Lord Jesus up.
这些船手水手都是非常有经验的，但是呢，他们实在是没法跟这个风浪搏斗，就要快沉了，所以他们就要去把耶稣叫醒了。
And says, Lord, we are perishing. Aren't you going to do something to help us?
他们说主啊，我们要丧命了，
Yes.
上面的，所以你救我们吗？赶紧。
And Lord Jesus woke up and rebuked the storm, and the wind and waves become exceedingly calm.
耶稣就起来斥责风和海， 风和海就大大的平静了。
So this kind of miracle, this kind of hope is that when we ask the Lord sometime in our life that God will remove that difficulties from us.
这是一类的恩典，就是我们在难处中求告主的话，他把这些难处就挪去了。
But second kind of grace is when we encounter the problems in our life.
另外一种恩典就是当我们在人生中遇到难处困难的时候，
God will give in His grace the strength to right above the difficulties to reign over the difficulties.
他会给我们有恩典，有力量可以胜过这个难处，可以驾驭这个难处。
The storms, the waves in our life still there.
我们生命中的风暴还在那里。
But God gives grace and strength and to overcome it.
他给我们恩典和力量，让我们可以驾驭风暴，乘风破浪。
So let's read that miracle.
让我们再来读一下那个。
Walking on the sea.
耶稣行，主行就在海面上。
Verse 15.
十五节。
I'm sorry, the John chapter 6, verse 15.
约翰福音六章十五节。
So Jesus, perceiving that they were intending to come and take him by force to make him king, withdrew again to the mountain by himself alone.
十五节，耶稣既知道众人要来强逼他做王。就独自又退到山上去了。
Now when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea.
到了晚上，他的门徒下海边去。
And after getting into boat, they started to cross the sea to Capernaum. It had already become dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them.
上了船，要过海往加百农去。天已经黑了，耶稣还没有来到他们那里。
The sea began to be stirred up because a strong wind was blowing.
忽然狂风大作，海就翻腾起来。
Then when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near to the boat, and they were frightened.
门徒摇橹，约行了十里多路。看见耶稣在海面上走，渐渐进了船，他们就害怕。
But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid."
耶稣对他们说，是我，不要怕。
So they were willing to receive him into the boat. And immediately the boat was at land to which they were going.
门徒就喜欢接他上船。船立时到了他们所要去的地方。
So, verse 15 tells us what people tried to do, was they tried using force to make the Lord king.
约翰十五节讲到这些众人要强逼他做王。
Now, before verse 15, that we know that they just experienced themselves.The miracle.
因为我们知道，在十五节之前，他们刚刚经历过一个神迹。
That miracle was Lord Jesus used 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed 5,000 men, not counting the women and children.
主用五饼二鱼喂饱了5000个男人，不包括妇女和儿童。
But we know from the Bible's account that there were women and children, so if we count them together, people say at least 10,000 or 20,000 people there on the mountain.
我们知道耶稣的他那个有记录说那时候是有妇人和孩子的，所以加在一起可能有1-2万人。
So God used that 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed all of them and to their full.
主用五饼二鱼喂了这么多人，而且是吃饱了。
Now they wanted to force Lord Jesus to be their king, so they no longer have to work for the food anymore, throughout their life until they die.
所以他们要来逼耶稣做王，这样他们就不用辛苦工作了，他们一生都有吃的。
You know that John always telling us what is true faith.
我们知道约翰使徒约翰一直想到告诉我们什么是真实和真正的信心。
True faith is not just consent in your mind.
真正的信心不是只是头脑里的同意或认同。
It is a commitment. Commit yourself, your life, all you have to the Lord Jesus.
它是一个交托，是生命的交托，把所生命交给主。
And in return, Lord Himself, God Himself will commit Himself, all He has to us.
作为回应，主会把他自己，他所有的都给我们委托。
For human experience, the best experience we have to describe this is when a man and woman.When they get married.
我们用人的观念可以理解的最恰当的一个像类似的就是就是婚姻的。
So husband to be and wife to be, they gave each other all they have, all they are to each other.
妻子和丈夫把他们各自所有的都为交托给对方。
They commit themselves to each other.
他把自己互相彼此交托。
This is what John described to us is true faith.
这就是约翰所跟我们讲的真实的信心。
Right now, everybody, when they get married, they have a prenuptial agreement. Yeah, prenuptial, you know, you're very rich. Before you get married, you have prenuptial. These things are mine. I cannot share with you.That's not, in God's eyes, that's not marriage. They are not commitment.
现在的婚姻里面好像常常有婚前财产公证，所以说他想某一方想把自己的财产留一点不和对方分享的，这在神的眼中不是真正的婚姻。
You know, everybody has a prenuptial agreement. That is the Bible.
你知道吗？我们每个人都有一个婚前法律公证，婚前的公证就是圣经。
Prenuptials written in God's word. The Bible is our prenuptial.
圣经就是我们的婚前公证。
So true faith is not religion. We're not preaching sharing the religion to you. The religion called Christianity. We're not sharingin order for you to have Christianity as your religion.
我们真实的信心的不是一个宗教，不是基督教，我们不是要来传基督教，而是要传一个真实的信心。
It is
关系。
What we share is relationship.
我们想分享的就是一个关系。
To commitment.
是交付。
Between man and God.
是人和神之间彼此交托的关系。
So this is why John started off this miracle, telling us what wrong conception they have.
使徒约翰就借着这个神迹告诉我们，我们哪些地方是错的。
If you can eat the what's the thing you like to eat? Chipotle, fried chicken. All right. So every single day, every single meal is free for you until you die. Every time, anywhere, right? So you have that. Well, that's quite a bit of right the good deal. But Lord Jesus, He wanted to be a king in our hearts, so He can say no if it's bad for our body.
比如说你特别喜欢吃 Chipotle 那个。炸鸡，如果你想要得到的就是每天都是免费的这个炸鸡的话，那所以主说不行，不能给你每天这样子，对你不好。
So here now we can see that what happened to disciples, they were now got into the boat and started to cross the sea to Capernaum. And it tells us, you see, John used his word to give us a special effect. Can you feel that? It had already become dark. And Lord Jesus had not yet come to them. Now, if we read the Bible, right? I like to feel things, you know. You can see that he's now laying on this stage, telling us what kind of trouble that his disciples now about to enter.
16节讲到天已经黑了，耶稣还没有来到他们那里。 所以主一直讲的，好像是个画面，你能感觉到主好像在那里，他等着，他等待，他知道门徒在经历什么样的困难。
And the sea began to stir up because a strong wind was blowing.
18节，忽然狂风大作，海就翻腾起来。
And other gospels tell us that they struggled very hard in that night, tried to row to the other side, but the waves actually battered the ship.
彼得福音书里在记载这个时候，他讲到他们是摇橹甚苦的，然后狂风大作，船被海浪摇撼。
It paints a picture for us that in our life we'll encounter some troubles, some difficulties that we cannot control.
那就好像有个画面，就像我们在人生中会遇到一些难处、一些苦难，我们没办法控制、掌控。
We do not have power to solve these problems.
我们没有能力、力量去解决这些难处。
And we're in darkness.
我们在黑暗中。
And we feel that we are left alone.
我们感觉我们好像被独自留在这里。
No one was there, is there, who can help us.
周围没任何人可以帮助我们。
We are in total darkness.
在完全的黑暗中。
And this story tells us how, by God's grace, we can get help from the Lord.
这个神迹就告诉我们，在借着他的恩典，我们是如何从主那里得帮助。
So, sometimes we feel like we're at the end.
有的时候我们感觉到我们在绝境。
We couldn't do anything.
什么也做不了。
You see that in the verse 19 says, right? When they had rowed about 3 and 4 miles, you know, the farm where they are, when they were to Capernaum, it's about 6 miles.
19节讲到门徒摇橹约行了十米多路，大概是三四里。 我们知道那个距离，两岸的距离差不多是六里。
So they are right now halfway.
6英里，所以 他在半路上。
And there also other gospel tell us the hour that how many hours they had to at least row that boat trying to get to the other side.
也在福音中讲到他们到底摇橹划了多久。
So it already become dark, maybe at 9 o'clock, right? So 9, 10 o'clock, and then the hour that they tell us when they saw Lord Jesus, it was around in the early morning, 3 to 6 hours. 3 to 6 o'clock in the morning.
别的福音书讲到，当他们是在凌晨3到6点之间才看到主的。
So they at least tried their best, rowed very hard for 5 to 6 hours in the sea, in the dark, during the storm.
他们，所以实际情况是他们在那个黑暗里，在 非常深的黑夜里，海浪翻腾，他们是摇橹甚苦。
And you can see this here, they are become very desperate.
我们可以看到这时候他们是非常的绝望了。
So you and I, in our life also, there will be moments of desperation.
我们，你和我，我们在我们的人生中都会遇到这个绝望的时刻。
You feel like there's no hope. You're just, no matter how hard you try, you won't move one step further.
你就是感觉到你不管你多么的努力，你也跨不了一步。
And you know that sometimes, even though you try to do the right thing,
甚至你在有的时候在想做一些对的事情。
Remember that the reason why disciples got in the boat and started to cross the sea because Lord Jesus asked them.
我们知道门徒他们上海，他们下海上船渡到海那边，其实他们是在遵从神主的旨意的。
In the other gospel, it tells us Lord compelled his disciples to get in the boat to go to the other side.
在别的福音书讲到，耶稣是催门徒到海那边。
And he went back to the mountain alone to pray.
他是独自回到山上去祷告。
Pray that his disciples will have a true faith.
他为了祷告，为了他的门徒有真正的信心祷告。
Five loaves and two fish, that miracle. Everybody is a recipient of it, but miracle is just a sign.
五饼二鱼，很多人是在场的人都领受了这个恩典，但是他这个神迹只是一个记号。
A sign to lead us to God, to Christ.
这个记号是把我们带到神面前，带到主面前，基督面前。
So, John always used the word sign. He never used the word miracle.
所以约翰一直在用记号这个词，他从来不用神迹这个词。
奇迹。
奇迹。
A Chinese word try to find the right word, right? Maybe we say 神迹啊、because it has God's trace, right? It traces to God. So 神迹 is maybe a better word.But not the 奇迹，奇迹 is just the wonders, the miracles.
所以这个约翰写的不是奇迹，它是神迹，意思就是记号的意思。
And use the purpose of it is to lead us to Christ Jesus.
这个记号和神迹的目的是为了把我们带到耶稣基督面前。
I think the Lord Jesus praying for them so that they can have a true, genuine faith.
可能耶稣在山上祷告，就是为他们祷告，让他们有真正的信心。
And then the moment comes that at the darkest moment, you know, the 3 to 6 o'clock in the morning, right before the dawn, is the darkest moments in the night.
凌晨三到六点是在出太阳之前最黑暗的时刻。
So if we are in a similar situation in our life, in encountering the storm, so don't give up.
如果我们在人生中遇到了这个黑暗，极黑暗的情形，我们不要放弃。
And in the darkest moment, God will come to help us if we ask Him.
在这最黑暗的时刻，如果我们求神。
So here we see that they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near to the boat. They were frightened.
十九节后半，看见耶稣在海面上走，渐渐进了船，他们就害怕。
And Lord Jesus said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid."
耶稣对他们说，是我，不要怕。
So when we acknowledging that we are really at the end. No one can help us. So our end is beginning of God, right? So that's the phrase to say it. I forgot how to say it. Man's end, somehow, you know, similar phrase. I forgot how to say it in English.
所以我们常常说人的尽头是神的起头，就是我们在绝境中的时候，主他一来主会在我们去决定的时候来帮助我们，然后这个决定就成为了神恩典的。
So Lord Jesus says, "It is I."
所以主说是我。
You know that "it is I" in the original Greek, right? It is "I am."
在是我这个词在原文希腊文里面是讲到，其实是我是。
You know that the Chinese says 是我 you have to reverse that 我是 meaning I am
所以这个中文翻译应该把改成我是而不是是我。
We know that all these disciples at the time knew I am is God's name.
当时的门徒都知道我是这个就是神。
When Moses in the Old Testament asked God, You sent me to Egypt to save the Israelites from the bondage of slavery, then what if they ask me, what's the name of our God? Then how should I answer them?
所以当时在旧约里面，神让摩西把埃及把以色列人从埃及为奴之地带出来的时候，摩西就问神说，你让我去把他们带出来，他们要问你的名字，我怎么说呢？
God told him the name. I am that I am.
所以主就告诉说，我是我所是的，或者是自由拥有的。
You know what? When I first saw this God's name, I was so astonished.
当我第一次看到神这个名字的时候，我实在是惊奇。
Because at the time I was reading Lao Tzu, Chinese. If you know Chinese, you can read Lao Tzu.
那时候我正在读中文的一个著作叫老子。
If you can 道可道非可道，非常道。I'm sorry. So it means if a truth you can explain it, then it is not eternal truth.
老子说道可道非常道，说如果真的。这个道是你可以解释的话，它就不是永远的、永恒的道。
名可名，非常名。
名可名，非常名。
That means, if anything, you can name it, you can define it, that is not eternal. The thing is not eternal. Because we are limited by our human experience. How can we know eternal truth?We'll never be in eternity, right? How do we know eternal truth? Everything regarding eternity.
名和名非常名，如果这个可以用名字来定义的话，它就不是永恒的名字，因为我们人是有限的，我们没有经历永恒，我们怎么能够给它定义在永它在永恒里的给它起个定义。
So when I studied that Lao Tzu, and then I look at God's name, it says, I am, and then blank.Nothing after I am. Because God cannot be using God's name. God cannot use anything that in this creation to describe himself.
当我在读老子的时候，我看见神的名字叫我是，我觉得非常震惊，因为他后面没有讲他是任何什么。所以因为神在他的所造物的创造的物质他的创造中，他不能用任何一个名字来定义他。
So it's like it's not complete. I am that I am.
好像不完全。我就是，我是我所是的。
So after I reading Lao Tzu, I'm always like, almost like you know the movie, like, and how it ends, and you know that you try to tell them that what the end is. I said.Lao Tzu always said, I don't know his name, I don't know his name. And I said, it's Jesus, it's the Lord Jesus. I was screaming all the way through his book.
我在读老子的时候，老子说，他就是一直不知道这个叫什么，他所寻求的这个道，不知道他叫什么名字，不知道他叫什么名字。他说，我就想着，就是这个你找的名字，就是 I, 就是我所是的这一位。就是主耶稣基督。
Yes. So that's very important. So he says, "I am," and then he says, "Do not be afraid."
然后在二十节他说我是之后说不要怕。
You know the way of we have this fear in our hearts.
我们知道我们里面都有
all the time
恐惧，一直是有害怕恐惧的。
I just went through the internet to see that what kind of fear people fear most, and they actually find us.A school, they have a maybe psychology thesis that people students write. So they had a survey from 2022, right, and to this year 2022, 2023, 2024, and 2025. So they gave us they asked people what is they fear the most. 10 of them, and every year, except 2023. Every year, number two and number four are the same. What's number two? People fear the most is the fearing of their loved ones having serious illness. The number two. Number four. Translate. Yeah.
我在网上查人类的那个到底恐对什么最恐惧？有一个大学可能是心理系的毕业论文里面讲到，他就做了这个调查，说2022到2024年美国十大人所惧怕的那个排行，除了2020年以外，这个都是第二名和第四名的都是第二名是讲到。人是害怕所爱的人患重病。
And fourth one is that they fear the most is their loved ones dying.
排行第四的就是他们很害怕所爱的人快要就是生命垂危。
生命垂危。So every year they make a survey. So every year come back the same for this number two and number four, except the 23.
所以这好几年，2022年到2024年都是第二名、第四排名第二、第四都是恐惧的，都是
恐惧。So we'll have this fear, another kind of fear is fear of unknown.
我们里面还有另外一种恐惧，就是对未知、不晓得的事情的恐惧。
Xenophobia. So we fear of unknown. We are afraid of strangers. We are afraid of new environments. Or we are afraid of that.
我们害怕见到陌生人，害怕新的环境。害怕改变环境。
Even I still remember that when I believe in the Lord Jesus and want to get baptized, and that's fear to me. So I don't know what will happen. You know, so I resist the baptism for quite a bit. So the brother had to persuade me that not to get baptized.
当时我在受浸之前也有很多的恐惧，我不知道这个受浸以后到底会发生什么。我就很犹豫了很长时间，所以弟兄有的弟兄就来说来劝我。
So here, Lord Jesus always remembered that whenever Lord Jesus met his disciples and during their difficulties, Lord always told them that do not fear not.
所以当他的门徒每次在遇到难处的时候来求他，他都说不要怕。
So thank the Lord. So they were willing to receive him into the boat. Immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going.
感谢主，二十一节记载，门徒就喜欢接他上船，船立时到了他们所要去的地方。
Now this is the key word, right? Receive.
关键词就是接。
See, here is the same receive as in the First chapter 12, as many as receive him.
这里的接原英文的原文是接待，跟那个约翰福音一章十二节讲到凡接待他的人是同一个词。
So here telling us actually it is believing him that we accept him into our life. That's what that means. So he used receive Lord Jesus into the boat.
这个就是接，比如说接待接到我们家里，就是把耶稣基督接到我们心里，这就是刚刚讲的他们接他到船上。
So this miracle is very interesting. He want to focus on the grace of God, and by receiving him, then we'll have this grace in our life.
这个恩典讲到，这非常的这个神迹，特别是注重讲到恩典，如果。我们要接他，就相信他的时候，我们就能够在他的恩典中作王。
And here is very interesting. If you compare with other gospels, you can see that the differences. You can see that how much John is emphasized on the grace.
如果你跟别的福音书有关这个神迹记载的话，我们就可以看到使徒约翰是如何的来要注重在恩典这方面。
John only tell us that actually sea become rough.
约翰告诉我们这个海就翻腾起来。
But he didn't tell us that actually the boat was battered by the waves.
但他们又记载说，又告诉我们说，这个船是在海浪中摇撼、震摇、摇动的。
And others tell us that they rowed very hard because of this the waves beating on their boat.
有的时候福音书也讲到，因为这个海浪击打这个船，他们是摇橹甚苦的。
He didn't mention them.
圣经并没有记载这些。
And another thing, very interesting, after they received Lord Jesus in the boat,
还有一个不一样的就是他们他这段记载他们接
Other gospel tell us that wind stopped.
接他上船以后，别的福音书记载到风就住了，停了，但这里没有记载。
But John didn't tell us the wind stopped.
约翰没有告诉我们风止住了。
So he wanted to tell us about grace of God.
他是想要告诉我们神的恩典。
As the Lord Jesus was actually with them, he was on the mountain physically, but his eyes always on disciples.
虽然当初他不在船上，在山上为他们祷告的时候，他的眼睛一直在看着他的。
If they believe in the Lord, then their struggle, the way, there's the grace of God in their midst.
如果他们是信主的话，他虽然在摇橹甚苦很艰难，但是神的恩典也是与他们同在。
They're going to enjoy peace and joy.
他们仍然能够享受到平安和喜乐。
So after they receive him, this immediately boat got to where they want to go.
当门徒喜欢接他上船的时候，船立时到了他们想要去的地方。
It seems like whether storm stop or not doesn't matter anymore.
好像是这个暴风雪，不管他还在不在，已经。没有关系了。
Now Lord Jesus, now with them, they believe in the Lord, they receive the grace, so they actually overcome whatever difficulty they have, and they got to the other side.
只要主与他们同在，主的恩典与他们同在，不管难处有多大，他们都就很快就度过这个难处了。
So whenever we do the good thing, good works, whenever we serve the Lord, we learn a lesson of grace.Is that don't mention how hard you work for him often.
当我们服侍主的时候，我们不需要常常提到我们自己是里面是多么的努力，付出多大的代价。
Because if we do it according to the grace of God, then all the way through we have a peace and joy.
我们知道这一切都是神的恩典，在各样的难处中，如我们不用说，我们里面就有平安喜乐。
Even during the difficulty, the grace in life will reign in us, and we experience peace.
因为在这个非极艰难的情况下，恩典和生命也在我们身上作王，我们可以经历。
If you use your own strength, then of course you have something to talk about yourself. People feel your love, they see your love, your labor, your faithfulness. Everything is you. Everything is me.
如果你是用自己的力量再来服侍主的，而不是靠恩典的话，那你讲的都是我自己，都专注的自己，什么都是我的多。我的爱有多大，我的劳有多么的辛苦，都是我，你，而不是主。
So John's Gospel telling us to be how to be transparent when we live our life, even when we encounter problems, that how to live life in God's grace, overcome all the problems with God's grace in Christ Jesus through Jesus.
约翰福音，约翰在这里告诉我们，我们不管是遇到多么大的艰难，我们都可以在神的恩典和生命中可以克服一切的难处。
So, I said, don't mention how hard we worked as a don't mention often, but we shouldn't mention at all.
我应该改口说，我们不刚刚说不应该常常提到我多么提到自己多么的劳苦。其实我应该说，你应该一点都不要提自己做了什么。
Yeah, we have a little bit more time, 5 minutes. So, you know, another example. You know, remember that the Daniel's three friends, because they refused to bow down to the Babylonian king, they were thrown into the fire.
我们知道丹尼尔的三个朋友，因为他们违背巴比伦王，所以他们被扔到火窑里。
Babylonian king said, "I like you, so I don't want to throw you into the fire. As long as you bow down to my statues, the huge golden statue he set up for himself."
巴比伦王就让他们要拜那个金牛，大的金牛犊，金像大的金像。你要是只要你拜金像，你放弃你的信仰，我就不会，我不想把你扔到火窑里。
And their three friends replied, "God can save us from your hand. Even if not, if God don't save us, we still don't bow down to you." And then Babylonian got very king got very mad, and he threw his friends into their burning fire.
本来巴比伦王不想扔他们的，但是他们坚持说不向那个金像跪拜，所以巴比伦王就非常的生气，最终把他们扔到火窑里。
And Babylonian king all of a sudden discovered, did we throw three people? Why I saw fourth one?
但是巴比伦王很奇怪说，哎，我不是扔了三个人下去吗？怎么我看见有第四个人在那里呢？
And then that's a miracle that God performed. And then when these three friends came out of the fire, you know Bible, how Bible describe?
你知道这三个丹尼尔的三个朋友从火窑里出来的时候，圣经怎么记载的？
They come out of the furnace even without the smell of burning.
他们身上没有一点被烧的味道或者烟味。
If I experience that kind of a miracle, I would just, you know, with the burning, smell burning, hey, smell it, see how much I suffer for the Lord in the furnace, right? How faithful I am.
假设我是他们其中的一位，我可能一出来就说，哎，你们看看，我的衣服都烧焦了，我是为主怎样的受苦受难。
But Bible tells us there's no smell of burning.
但是圣经上是没有任何烧焦的味道。
As if nothing happened.
好像什么事也没有发生。
That's a person who really knows the grace of God.
这是真正认识神恩典的人。
So this is what God wants to give us through Christ Jesus.
这是神要给我们借着耶稣基督
赐
给我们的。
The new life, the eternal life, the God's life that we can reign with Him in this life.
是新的生命，是神的生命，我们可以在他的生命里来掌控我们的。
So we not only have a peace when we first believe in the Lord. When we first believe in the Lord, not only we have a peace.
我们信主以后，不仅只是有平安。
We also can rule with Christ over our life.
我们也可以在与基督、耶稣基督一同在我们的生命中作王。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有点祷告。
Father, may you bless your word so that your word will not come back to you empty.
主啊，愿你祝福你的话语，让它不突然返回。
So you accomplish your purpose in our heart, in our life.
愿你在我们的心中，在我们的生命中成就你的工作。
Special grace.And mercy, we pray for those who haven't come to your faith yet.
主啊，为那些还没有信主的，我们在恩典，在你的恩典和怜悯中为他们祷告。
That they can come to know the Lord and receive Him as their Lord and Savior.
他们可以来认识主，来接受主做他们的救主和他们的主。
And get baptized to the glory of the Lord Jesus, your Son.
让他们也可以受信那个神的圣灵儿子耶稣基督的荣耀。
In Christ Jesus, His most holy, precious name, we pray.
奉耶稣基督他最圣洁宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.